Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What up? 94 WIP Afternoon Show. I'm Spike Eskin, along with Ike Reese, Jack Fritz, over there.
How about that? Over there, Spike! How about you, boy?
You know, Ike.
What's up, brother?
Today's show brought to you by Gotta. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Gotta Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Last night was one of the worst, best games I have watched in my last 11 years of watching the Philadelphia 76ers. All on the line and a first half from hell. You know, I started yesterday's show saying that last night is a legacy game for Joel Embiid. Mm-hmm. It's just a playing game. It's not the playoffs. It's not the finals. It's not the seventh game of the NBA finals, but it is an important game for him. The Miami Heat were in the finals last year. Jimmy Butler is a great playoff player and is an enemy here, and him beating Jimmy Butler, to me, was a big deal. I believe that Joel Embiid rose to the occasion in his legacy game. The performance from Joel Embiid last night, to me, makes me more confident for the rest of the playoffs. Now, I'm aware that Joel Embiid sucked for nearly three quarters of basketball. He looked mopey, he looked slow, his knee looked hurt, he looked out of shape, and he didn't look into it. But all I hear about Joel Embiid when I bring up his MVPs and his performances is, let me see it when it counts. Every person, from my father to thousands of Twitter users, when I say that Joel Embiid is great, they say, let me see it when it counts. Well, in the fourth quarter last night, it counted. And in the fourth quarter, Joel Embiid protected the rim. In the fourth quarter, Joel Embiid scored 11 points, got some big rebounds, a couple of huge assists. And yes, Nick Batum was great. The backup guys were great yesterday. Kyle Lowry was good. But without Joel Embiid in the fourth quarter, they don't win that game. And I am more confident that they beat the Knicks because of what I saw from Joel Embiid last night. 215-592-9494. What do you think?
Well, I'm going back and forth with this, right? That game was full of all type of emotions. It was a roller coaster game. Everybody mad as hell after the first half. People out at halftime. I'm seeing all type of declarations on Twitter that this is why you'll never win with this guy. He doesn't show up. You know, same old Sixers. I'm seeing all of this, right? And obviously, there's a lot of basketball still left to be played. So I felt confident that the Sixers could turn it around, primarily because they were at home. Even though the crowd, justifiably, was a little on edge, you heard the booing. Again, justifiably, when you think about how that first quarter was going, it was great to see the big fella find his way out of it.
Sure.
In the most critical time in that fourth quarter. I mean, those three-point shots he hit was huge. They just were big-time shots. He also made some other big plays where he got guys easy baskets, right? So you know, they're running this junk defense that they're throwing at him, and it took him a little time to figure it out. Started to wonder about Nick Nurse in that first half. I'm like, dude, they're playing zone defense. Okay, how long is this going to take us to figure this out?
Every college team in America plays that defense. Can we please? Yeah.
Dude, Jim Boeheim was like, he didn't need a blue chew from John Johnson watching the first
half. Did you say Boeheim?
Yeah, Boeheim.
Boeheim, man.
Whatever, he's a fraud anyway. I hate Jim Boeheim.
Get this guy out of here. Get rid of that guy.
Get rid of that guy. So I kind of walk away from this game last night's fight. And I still have questions as to I can't necessarily say I'm encouraged, other than the fact I like the way they fought last night and got the W. Years past, I don't think that happens. Under Doc Rivers, that doesn't happen. So I'm encouraged by that. But here's where I'll say I'm a little discouraged. I don't know if Embiid, it was that conditioning. Is he 100% healthy? Like, we had to scrape and fight to get through that game last night against the Miami Heat, and something didn't look right with Joel Embiid.
So, I agree. And if you remember, when Kenny from the Dirty 30 called yesterday, and he said he hadn't been to a Sixers game in 20 years.
Yeah.
And he said, what should I expect? And I said, here's the deal. I said, if you get in there, and Joel is frustrated on offense, and turning the ball over, and moping up and down the court, bad news for you, they're going to lose.
Right.
That's what I said to him yesterday.
I remember.
And here's why I'm encouraged. I've seen the beginning of the game that Joel Embiid had last night 100 times.
It's true.
Before last night. Mm-hmm. And every single one of those games, they lost.
They lose, yep.
They lost.
Yep.
And last night, they didn't. And that's not all Joel. I'm not giving Joel all the credit. I'm telling you what I think about Joel from that game.
Sure.
Because without Nick Batum, they don't win the game,
of course,
right?
The real star of the game.
Was the star, 100%. Without Kyle Lowry, they don't win the game. Without Paul Reed's minutes, they don't win the game. All those guys.
Tobias
that
had a huge first half.
First 5 minutes.
Dude, he threw a 98-mile-an-hour fastball off the backboard. Man. Yeah. Never seen it before.
Yeah, they had to stop the game down and replace the backboard after that three. But
I'm just going through the contributions.
Seen Joel have that game and have that game all the way to the end of that game. And I'm not just giving him credit, but whether it's Nick Nurse, whether it's his teammates, or whether it's him waking up.
Sure.
And just say, I am not going to go out like that.
Right.
You know, I'm not going out like that. I'm not going out with Jimmy Butler on the other side of the court, also with a knee injury. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to let that guy kick my ass.
Again, at home.
I don't want to be the laughingstock anymore. I don't want the conversation online and on these TV shows to be about my knee and my conditioning and whether I have it, blah, blah, blah. And he came through. And like, I'm aware. I watched the game. There were so many bad Joel signs in that game to be upset about. But I walked away from that. Honestly, I walked away from that game more excited about the team and the next month or 2 months than I've been in a very long time.
I'm going to need them to go up there and split in New York before I get encouraged.
Okay.
I do. Because now I'm worried that New York may have seen or found something that they can use to sort of throw the Sixers' offensive rhythm off. And that's a team that I believe they have the athletes to get out and run and get up and down the court. And if this is conditioning, honestly, whether it's conditioning or he isn't 100%, you can bet the Knicks are going to try to wear Joel Embiid down by running him up and down the court.
Well, bad news for them. He's already worn down, so there's nothing they could do. Are you more encouraged or less encouraged about Joel Embiid and the Sixers after last night? 215-592-9494. Now, Jack, are you a believer?
No, and actually leave last night feeling more discouraged. I like this whole nonsense about Embiid's night. Like, he looked mopey again in a winner-go-home situation. What are we talking about? If Butler doesn't hurt his knee, they lose last night. If they don't have Brickin for Chicken, who knows if the...
Hey.
Dude, Brickin for Chicken saved the Sixers season last night.
Yeah.
I don't know. What are people happy about? You beat the Heat without Rozier. Butler didn't play the last 6 minutes. Duncan Robinson didn't play. And Embiid looked... like the classic Embiid for the first three quarters. And the only reason he tried is because it was close. Like, I thought he was about to fold. And he was right about to fold.
But he didn't fold.
Sure, he made a couple threes. He got a little bit lucky. And I get it. But the first three quarters, he looked like same old Joel. And Maxey didn't look ready for the moment. That's the big issue with last night. Maxey didn't look ready. Embiid didn't look ready. And they
still won.
Because the Heat got all banged up. What am I supposed to be encouraged about?
The Sixers are as banged up as the Heat are. With the Joel Embiid has a knee injury. Jimmy Butler has a knee injury. The Heat are missing a starting guard in Terry Rozier. The Sixers are missing a starting guard in D'Anthony Melton. The Heat are missing Duncan Robinson. The Sixers are missing Robert Covington. I don't want to hear anything. Well, I don't want to hear anything.
Slid that Robert Covington in.
Well,
there.
He's a rotation player.
Well, I haven't seen Robert Covington play since 6 months. February.
But that's the point. My point is everybody's banged up. Everybody's got knee injuries. They wanted that game as much as the Sixers did,
sure.
And the Sixers won it. That's
am
where
I getting
I'm
20
at.
Points from Nicholas Batum in future games?
But you're not going to need it. My point is last night they got it, but they didn't waste it. There is a total possibility we end up with 20 points out of Nick Batum and the Sixers lose and they're playing Friday night.
Sure. Yeah.
And they're not. And the reason they're not is because of Embiid in the fourth quarter. 215-592-9494.
It's enough.
I believe.
It's enough there. I can honestly, there is a sort of exhale, sigh of relief. They got through that game. And Embiid was a big part of the reason late in that game. I am encouraged by that. I truly am. I think Maxey was figuring it out throughout the night. Now he knows. He got that elbow from Jimmy Butler early in the game, and it's playoff basketball. Yeah, you're going to get elbowed in the face. Just be thankful it wasn't Markelle Fultz or you'd be out for the rest of the damn series if he elbowed you in the face. So that type of stuff happens. But I do – where Jack is coming from, I'm more or less like – why did the game have to be like? Like, we had to climb out of a hole. It didn't seem like we were ready to play last night. That's where I'm like, if that game is in Miami, you know that's a loss.
You're correct.
Yeah. That's,
yep.
And they won't have home court advantage versus the Knicks.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I need to see if I can get game one or game two down there, and Embiid looks like Embiid, and Maxey gets going, then I can be encouraged. Right now, more or less, I'm a little concerned about getting through this series versus the Knicks. I'm not as 100% certain as I was prior to last night's game.
So taking stock, I'm encouraged. You're wait and see. Jack is like BS. Jack is thumbs down.
Last night was so fugazi.
All right, Allen Mercer County, you're on WIP.
I don't understand how anybody can be encouraged after what they saw last night. I mean, the Heat is, they're not anything what they were last year. They barely squeaked it out. I agree. If they got down in the last 4 or 5 minutes, if they got down 8 or 10, Embiid was done. And you guys know you're not that far. What do you think that Garden's going to be like on Saturday?
It's going to be madhouse.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be insanity. You think they're going to win game one against the Knicks as a 2 seed? As long as we've been waiting, how long do you think the Knicks fans have been waiting?
Yeah.
You got it. And the Mecca? Oh, my God.
All right. Trust me, as someone who just spent a few years there, it ain't all that, you know.
It ain't all that. The Garden, oh, my God. Listen, I love our Sixers. I love the fans. I love the But the Garden as a 2 seed, and they've been waiting since 1973. Come on.
They've been waiting since 1930. Wait, they were waiting since 1973 last year when they lost to the Heat in the second round. They're waiting since 1973 2 years ago when they lost, you know, when they lost to the Hawks. Like, come on. Yeah, just look.
You're not worried about the Garden being some huge home court advantage.
Every arena's loud. You know what I mean? Let me ask you this, Al. That arena last night was loud. That arena last night was
only
loud.
Only because of Brickin' for Chicken.
No, it was loud in the first quarter. It was loud in the first quarter. It was loud in the first quarter, and the Sixers came out totally dead with a loud arena behind them. Do you know the best way to make a loud arena not loud anymore? Take the lead. I'm not worried about the... Thank you for the call, Al. Trust me, I know Knicks fans. Having grown up as one, quite honestly, not for the last 20 years, but grown up as one, and now spending the last 3 years of my life around Knicks fans. They're beating their chests. They're so confident.
Oh, they definitely are pumped up, yeah.
But deep down inside, they know they've got a cute story team on their hands. It's a cute story. It's great. You got a little guard, scored 35 points. You guys won 47 games, whatever you want, 48 games. Mm-hmm. That deep down, they know that the best player in the series is on the Sixers. And those nerves will come out. We'll have plenty of time to talk about the Knicks. I'm not worried about that crowd.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Do you believe he's not 100% healthy and that's conditioning? Because I really don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. That's fair.
It's so hard to know. And I think we'll talk about it later. Conditioning would make sense. He hasn't played NBA basketball consistently in over 2 months. Mm-hmm. Would make sense if that's one part of it. Would also make sense, his knee doesn't feel totally right. Coming off that surgery, tweaking it against Orlando. And it would also make sense that he got mopey because those things were happening in addition to Miami playing. But again, all of those things understood, still he hit big shots. He made big defensive plays. He got big rebounds. So... These are the things, I just want to remind you listening, these are the things that we talk about as to why Jimmy Butler is good. Mm. This is the stuff I've heard.
The clutch stuff, in the moment,
The Jimmy Butler, the posse or whatever, that comes at me every time. Yeah. If I say Jimmy Butler only had 18 points, he wasn't that good, they'll go, but 12 of them were in the fourth quarter. And I'll say, well, he looked slow all game, and he only played one real quarter, but he's got a knee injury, he's banged up, and he came through anyway. Let's just take the stuff we say about other people and apply it to this guy and all the guys that we always say that we want, and apply it to this guy right here, or even the Phillies. You know, when Jack talks about the Phillies or LA was talking about the Phillies, don't worry about the regular season. When it right. counts, they'll... So last night in the fourth quarter, it was close and it counted and he came through. And if we can't credit our own guys for coming through in the fourth quarter, then who are we going to credit? He did. Oh, boy. Can't wait to see what happens here. Now, this will be an interesting call. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP.
Yo, Mike, what's going on?
What up, Chuck?
Spike?
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
My guy. What's up?
Hey, listen, man, here's the thing, right? You can safe to say that there's nothing like playoff basketball in the city of Philadelphia. I'm sorry. You know, that crowd was rocking yesterday. What a game. You know, I was worried in the first half, but what gives me confidence going forward, right? It ain't Joel. I think he's going to be fine once he gets confidence in that knee. You know, he tweaked it. So I think once he gets confidence in that knee and gets over his injury, he's going to be fine. And if Maxie gets over his own shadow, stop being scared of his own shadow, he'll be fine. You know what I mean? What gives me confidence going forward is I love the role players we got. Mm-hmm. Nicholas Batum, you know, Kyle Lowry, you know, those guys are like the Devin Georges and the Derek Fishers. Mm. You know, the team, the ingredients you need to win a championship, they're the cherry on top. You know what I mean? Kyle Lowry is not going to let this team quit. You know, he has that type of grit. And you look at the box score and you look at his numbers, you're not going to be impressed. You're not.
Yeah, you can't even. Yeah, you can't look at the box score with Kyle Lowry. I'm with you on that. I'm with you.
No,
on that.
But the things he do on that court, the little
yep.
small things.
Yep.
You know, being irritant to the opposing team and just being a pest and diving some loose balls and going for rebounds like a madman. I love Kyle Lowry. It was a great acquisition, and I think he's going to be beneficial going forward. But the coaching staff, you know, Nick Nurse. You know, he doesn't get enough credit for that game yesterday. To be able to have the wherewithal to say, you know what, I'm going to go against a $180 million man, put him on the bench, and I'm going with the hot hand. That's Nicholas Batum. That right there, it took a lot of guts to do that, and he was right. He gambled, and he was right on that. And that just gives me confidence going forward. We got the right coach in place. And I said it, Nick Nurse is the best coach in the NBA when it comes to a playoff series. When it comes to a playoff series, and this team you're looking at right now is not really a seven-seeded team. This is really a second or third team in the East right here. So we really match up well against the Knicks. The Knicks got big problems. I'm going to tell you why, because as time go on, Joel's going to forget he's injured. He's going to go out and ball out. And I don't think he's injured right now, nor do I think his condition. I just think that once he hear anything in that knee go wrong, you know, he starts to worry a little bit. And that's human nature. But I tell you, though, he's a fifth in the fourth quarter. The 5 minutes of that game, you know, and you know, I'm the biggest, you know, I go against Joel any chance I get. But I got to give the guy big ups because he hit a big three,
had a
big block,
yep.
a big pass, and one. He didn't disappear in the fourth. He didn't show up the first three quarters, but he didn't disappear in the fourth. And those other guys lifted him up, and that's what I can expect going forward. I'm telling you, man, this team is going to go on a run. This is this year we go on this run. Get ready. Get your Sixers flags out. Get your Sixers hats out, and like I said, there's nothing, and I'm an Eagles fan, I love the Eagles to death, but there's nothing like playoff basketball in the city of Philadelphia when the Sixers are good.
Well, besides
Watch
Philly's
out.
Baseball,
so
but...
Oh, yeah.
Chuck,
I'm out,
appreciate
y'all.
It, brother.
Chuck, that was... I got to give Chuck credit.
Yeah.
With the introduction of the Bill of Spike yesterday,
yeah.
Chuck crushed it.
He did.
Do you see how good a call that was from Chuck?
Man.
It was. I'm trying to make the good and make them great. And that's what I'm doing.
But that's a prime example right
prime
there.
Prime example.
That's a prime example.
He got
example
right into
there.
It. He said hi to us.
Yep.
He didn't say hi to Jack. That's okay.
Well,
that doesn't totally count. So,
he says hi to Jack when Jack answers the phone.
The only issue with Chuck, just the only thing to point out.
Oh, come on. Let it go.
This guy rips Embiid to shreds all the time.
New information.
Loser.
New information, new opinion.
What did he do to dispel? Like, he made a three? By the way, he only shoots threes when he's tired.
New information. New opinion. New information, new opinion.
Okay.
The morning show side topic of the day. We got a great prize. You win a 2024 Eagles draft hat. You're qualified for a grand prize drawing to win an autographed Jalen Hurts midnight green jersey, courtesy of the Eagles Pro Shop. On Saturday, April 20th, the Lincoln Financial Field Pro Shop will host a Jalen Hurts Kelly Green signing event from 10 to 11:30 a.m. The first 150 fans who come to the store and purchase a Kelly Green Jalen Hurts jersey on April 20th will be able to have their jersey signed on site by Jalen Hurts. Our morning show side topic, based on an incredibly awkward situation from Jack Fritz.
Yeah, so what's an awkward situation is the best answer by the end of the show will win.
But tell us why.
Here's what happened. Okay, so we put out a trash every Thursday, recycling every Thursday. Uh-huh. And I forgot before I went on my morning run as it's turning into snack season because I can't take the comments.
Yeah, I saw you hitting the pizza outside.
I did hit the pizza, but it was your vegan pizza.
Okay.
So
it, oh, yeah, that doesn't count.
You're
not going to put any weight on when you have vegan
exactly
pizza.
Exactly right. Yeah. Exactly.
There's no fat vegans.
Yep. Yeah. Well, except for, never mind.
That, but, stop. He's a key to how much money we make. Do not.
I'm just kidding.
He looks great.
I'm just kidding. Okay. I'm just kidding. But I was running and I went down my alleyway and the recycling truck was there.
Okay.
And I was trying to decide, do I run in, go get the recycling, and then basically hand it to the
right
the trash
men,
yeah, and they put it in for me. And I decided I opted against it. Yeah. I feel like that's a very weak, manly look by me to have to hand my recycling to the recycling slash trash man.
Dude, they don't want you to put it in the truck yourself.
Yeah, how else is it going to get in there?
Yeah, it's their job.
I'm just saying, it was one of those situations where I was just far enough away where I didn't want to deal with feeling like less of a man than I already usually feel.
Right.
And I opted to just keep running. And I have extra recycling for a week.
So what I'm hearing is that he didn't want to do the whole, wait, here's my recycling bin.
Like it's a rom-com. Like, wait up, Mr. Recycling Man. I didn't get it out.
Then you guys fall in love when you catch up to him.
That's what I was worried about.
Right, okay.
No, so yeah, I opted for the secondhand embarrassment. Didn't need to happen.
Didn't want to fall in love with the recycling guy.
Yeah, so you didn't get your recycling cans emptied.
No. So
we'll be there next week.
We got another week. Yeah.
For the morning show side question today, when you call in with your sports point, give us an awkward situation. Coming up next, by the way, 215.
I almost have an awkward situation just about every day.
Yes. You do?
In some form.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because somebody usually knows me that I don't know.
Yes.
And then that's the whole awkward, hey.
Hey, guy. Hey, chief.
But that's the beauty of buddy.
Oh, it's you again.
Yeah.
You again.
What's up, bro?
Yeah. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in on the Sixers conversation. Next, though, a Sixers player that we might have to worry about more than Joel Embiid. Up next on the brand new afternoon show on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.